money is nothing but paper. But with the paper, I can buy food. So why is it that we say that money is nothing but paper?
You belong to the Cheetahs Association. You are cheetah and you cheetah. So the whole world is the association of cheetahs and cheetahs. Because you are cheetah, you want to see them.
Sometimes people, Papa, they say, well, if there is no God, then it doesn't matter what I do.
Mm.
But there is God, and He knows what I'm going to do at every moment, then it doesn't matter what I do either. He knows what I'm going to do, so what does it matter? I can do anything.
Yes. But why do you suffer? Why do you suffer? You do anything, that's all. But why do you suffer?
Well, it's all God's plan. I suffer according to God's plan. I enjoy according to God's plan.
Then there is God.
Yeah, there may be God, but what does it matter what I do? He's controlling everything.
No,
what do I have to say?
You are so senseless that you do not understand that you are suffering. That is the point. This is like cats and dogs, they are suffering. They cannot understand. Your position is like that. So our point is that you are suffering, but if you become obedient to God, you will not suffer. That is all. Prabhananda. But you are so full left hand that you do not know you are suffering. And still you are denying. Well, God is the master. So if you do something wrong, you must suffer. That you are suffering. And we are preaching that don't do wrong, be very nice, you will not suffer. This is our purpose.
But the devotees, they seem to be suffering too from...
Yes. You cannot expect, if you are suffering from some disease, you cannot expect to be cured immediately. But one who is taking the medicine, he didn't tell you. His sufferings will be gone. But these rascals, they are not taking medicine. So they will continue suffering. Devotees actually do not suffer. But you see that he suffers. Because you are suffering. Devotees do not suffer.
Well, what happens to them?
Ranger. Hare Krishna. How we are dancing, are we? Hare Krishna. Unless you are enjoying.
So sometimes I get sick stomach too.
Mm-hmm. That's all right, because about this body. And after giving up this body, completely blissful life. Sakta deham punarjanma. You are not going to get another body of suffering. That is your advice. And these are scares they are going to continue. One body after another, simply suffering. And for the devotees, although they do not suffer, it is just like the fan is moving, you make the switch off. It is actually not moving. It is by the last force it is moving. But the switch is off. And it will stop suffering. But you have no such chance. You will simply go on suffering, moving. He said, I have to accept one body, suffer, and again, give up this body, another body, suffer. Because so long you'll accept material body, this body or that body, you have to suffer. Material body means suffering. So those who are not Krishna conscious, they will change body one after another and continue to suffer. 3-4 years. And devotees, actually they are not suffering, but even if you say they are suffering, so after giving up this body, they are no more accepting material body. They will remain in spiritual body.
The materialist would say that is our faith.
Huh?
The materialist says that is our faith.
Or it may be your faith also, you do not believe it. Your faith, wrong faith. And since we are accepting this death, so if there is chance, so we are getting promotion. But you have no faith, you continue to suffer. We are at least taking the chance. But you are so foolish, you are not taking the chance. So your suffering is something.
India, they say, well, we'll take the chance when Krishna wishes.
Krishna?
Whenever he wishes.
Yes.
His will is everything.
Yes.
Whenever he makes me Krishna conscious, then...
Krishna says that he becomes Krishna conscious. He wishes. Why you don't take up his wish?
Because he is everything. He is everything.
He is everything that we are asking to do.
But I am nothing. He is everything.
No. You can see it like... Yeah, why you are speaking?
Yeah, I can see it.
Double talk.
Why did God arrange for the pleasures of sense gratification if he wants us to go back to home, back to God?
Is that very far and ignorant. But if you want to enjoy your senses in diseased condition, and that is your misfortune. You have to cure your disease, then you will enjoy. It's like the tongue in disease condition. Even if you are given Rasgulla, it will not taste it. Senses, we are not the Maharajis, the finished distances, become impersonal. That is not our program. We want to purify the senses. Sarvapadhi vinim muktam, prasparatyana nirmalam, purify. The diseased man, he cannot see, he has got a glaucoma disease, cure it, and you see very nicely. That is our program. The Maharaji program is that it is eye is giving trouble. I cannot see. Crack it up. We are not doing that. We are trying to cure the disease and see. So senses should be cured and then you will be able to enjoy. That is our goal. We are not stopping senses. We are trying to give you real senses.
Yes, but I see that your devotees are working every day, doing so many things. I am also working. Why is it?
You are working blindly, just like monkey. He is busy, but he does no value. You work under our direction, then you will value. Rishikesha Sivanam Bhakti Vishya. Senses have to be abolished. It cannot be. It has to be purified. And then the senses can aid in the artist of the proprietor of the senses.
His body is temporary anyway. So aren't his senses temporary also?
No. Senses are there. God has sense. You have the sense. All the nature, the sense is unconscious.
So when the body is finally finished, aren't the senses also finished?
No. What you have seen, when you are given, other of them, one after another. Child's body is just finished. You have another body. Childhood body, there were senses. Still, because senses. Body has changed. Senses, patience and resignation. They gather as soon as there's a grain of sugar. They've got the same sense. That you run after something according to your estimation is very big. For them, that one grain of sugar is very big. But they are also running after sense gratification. Anybody, Vishaya Phalu Sarvatasya, whatever body may get, the sense has
we take the position of objective observer, and we look at the heart, and we see that the standard of happiness is very low.
You become attracted when the heart enjoys senses without any discrimination. You become attracted. Very nice. Why not get this person? That is your fault. You become attracted. Whatever you see, you are so in disease condition, you become attracted. Like that. That is your disease.
The point that I was trying to establish was, if a hog has the standard of happiness, we also have the standard of happiness which we are satisfied with as devotees. Could there be, who is to say that there is not a higher standard of happiness, higher than what we think is the ultimate happiness? See, we are thinking that to become liberated from this material body and go back to home is the highest happiness. And we are feeling this is us,
that's
the happiness.
Because the happiness is fairly in time. You are not actually satisfied. You are not actually satisfied. Therefore, you want that transfer of happiness from this field to that field. That means you are not actually. Otherwise, why these rascals, they enjoy in the same vagina at home, and why they go to see vagina in the theater? The vagina is there, but they think that to see vagina at home is not so good, but to see vagina in the stage is better. That is your disappointment. You see the same vagina here and there. Before they are purchasing tickets. That is a misfortune.
But the devotee is not my other.
All these big men, they go to see the vagina at night, purchasing tickets, $50. All big men. In Paris, there are so many clubs.
The Lido.
Huh?
Lido is the leading nightclub in Paris.
Yes. Is it? Huh?
I have not been there. I don't
know. Then I know that club that day.
I know the spot.
That's it. That is much. These rascals are chewing the chewed. One thing, one has chewed and thrown it, and again another person trying to chew it, if there is any mellow, if there is any sweetness. This is going on. They are going to chew the chewed. They are seeing the effect of material civilization in Western countries. And they're going to imitate. Thinking that they will be happy. And giving up their own culture and their kind of set. Yeah. Enter into the darkest region of material existence. Punapuna, seeing the truth again and again. Sometimes as human beings, sometimes as God, sometimes as God, sometimes as demigods. The business is punapuna. Either at home or in the club.
Why is India not satisfied with its own culture? If the Westerners are now going after the spiritual culture...
Because your forefathers came from England and taught them like this. That is the real fact.
Yeah.
That the Lord Nicholas, they said no, that if you keep India, as Indian, he will never be able to rule over. Culture is conquered. So they began to teach Indians, Indians walk in India. Whatever you have got, that is all nonsense. You learn from us. And the first product is Jawaharlal Nehru. This is the misfortune of foreign rule.
It would seem then that the English culture is stronger than Indian culture then.
Huh?
It seems that the English culture has conquered over the Indian culture then.
No, Indian culture is still going on. It is not lost. Mm. Otherwise, how it is going to your country and bringing it?
A person might argue that the Indians weren't satisfied either, otherwise they wouldn't have taken up the English culture. So what's the difference?
No. Right. You are standing on two boats, you never be satisfied. Huh? It is a very dangerous position, you know? Two boats on the river. And if you put one leg here and one leg here, it is a harvest stops. Either give up this or give up that. Then your position will be seen. But the India's position is like that. Two boats, this one and this one.
The English taught devotional service to England.
Hmm?
The English were teaching devotional service to England.
Why?
Because the Indian people, they have such a feeling for bhakti and service everywhere in the world we go.
That, but the Englishmen never took that. Right?
Did they teach God consciousness?
I don't know. When our God brothers, Kumaraj was saying, Lady Wellington, he derided them, that you Indian people, you come here.
Your civilization is very good for the world.
Yes, but they cannot teach their own children. They are becoming hippies. That is a factor of their education.
You have to judge by the fruit.
Yes. You cannot teach your own people, and you are going to teach others. Huh? Physician is like that. Hare Krishna. You have failed to teach your own children. They are disappointed. And you are going to teach others. You are another cheating. It is not the question of that. That is another fault. How are you? There is no question of how are you. Any culture, actually, if it is culture, it is meant for the whole human society. Why do you say, how are you? We never say that Krishna consciousness is meant for Indians or for the Europeans. It is meant for everyone. That is our proposition. You have made this how are you and being another controversy. That is not the fact. Krishna consciousness is meant both for the Indians and the Westerns. Very easy.
Even
when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tatha Dehantarasya, you have to change your body. This is never meant that it is meant for the Indians. It is meant for everyone. Tatha Dehantarasya. Dehantarasya is not meant that the Indians only change and they become banished, Europeans. Dehantarasya is everyone. So I try to understand this philosophy.
Swami Guru says materialistic comfort is also meant for the whole world.
Yes. Again,
the materialistic doesn't have to eat nicely, and that is meant for everyone.
Everyone wants to eat nicely. Not that the only Europeans want, not the Indians. That is material. And to sleep nicely in a good apartment, that is wanted by both the Easterns and Westerns. But there is no distinction. Sex life, and that is meant for everyone. So, as material life is also meant for everyone, similarly spiritual life is also meant for everyone.
So there are only two cultures.
Yes.
The culture in Austria.
Yes. So the human form of life wants to take advantage of the spiritual structure because in other forms of life it is not possible. This is meant. You become Indian or American, it doesn't matter. You are human being, get to this culture and you will be happy. This is our mission. We want to make everyone happy. Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. Everyone be happy. With Krishna. That is all.
Srila Prabhupada, you said that the children in the West, in the materialistic culture, they become hippies. They'll say that at least they've had the choice. At least they were given.
And again, you are bringing the same question. Eastern, Western.
Materialistic.
Materialistic, and that is the ultimate end of materialistic life. Because they want new pleasure. So, sometimes this, sometimes that. Sometimes they think the civilized way is better, sometimes the uncivilized way is better. Yes. This and that. That is called punapunas. And then we take again to civilize her. I think some of the hippies are taking that. Because, okay, the same example, stool, this side or that side, it is two. So, this materialistic person, they are trying to change from this side to that side. But it is two. That is it. That they do not know. They are accepting stool as something very sublime. And therefore they are trying to change the position. Sometimes this side, sometimes that. Vitya annatharupam. This is annatharupam. And living means being spiritual. His business is spiritual. But he has accepted material as the platform of his service. That is his fault. So material thing, either this side or that side, it is material. Bhogatyam. So, therefore he is not happy. And we are trying to give him a spiritual platform for happiness. That is your life. But he is so much attached to the material happiness that he cannot believe that there can be any happiness beyond this range. That is his ignorance. Mura. Therefore we call them mura. That's it. Brahma-bhuta-prasanna. the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, when you become spiritually realized, then prasannatma, happiness. Otherwise, it is not possible. Material thing, take this side or that side, there is no question of happiness. When you become Brahma Bhuta, spiritually realized, then there is happiness. Prasannatma, immediate. Brahma Bhuta prasannatma, nasotati nakam. Samaskarvita. That is it.
Should this be forced on people if they don't want it?
Huh?
If a large section of the people don't want spiritual life, that's...
No, you cannot force. That is not force. Because he has got independence. You cannot force. You can simply give him knowledge. Therefore, to distribute knowledge is the best welfare activity. Not this material so-called happiness, Dharidra Nanam Seva and this, that. That will not make it. If you give them knowledge, then they will be really benefit. Otherwise, no.
How do we give knowledge to the common masses?
Yes, by some people. By hearing, this is a medicinal process. The heart will be cleansed and they will get every knowledge. Now the heart is unclean, so it cannot take up. So this is the medicine. Hello. Nasty. What is it? Harin now, Harin chant, Hare Krishna mantra, wherever possible. And whoever will hear, he gradually become cleansed. Keto darpana marjanam. And then, Bhamu Mahadava. Then his material pants will go. This is the only medicine. Therefore, chant Hare Krishna. Somehow or other, let them have the chance of hearing. And then, it will act as medicine. Even he does not will, you chant, you let him hear by force. And he will be cured.
You know, Prabhupada, sometimes you say only a very small percentage can take to Krishna consciousness. But yesterday morning in your lecture, you were saying it can expand to 10,000 million.
Yeah, if it takes the proper way, it can be anything.
That's just like you are preaching?
Yeah. That will depend on your purified preaching activities. If you again become materially victimized, then you cannot. If you remain on the spiritual platform, if you try, then it is an increase. Anandamati vardhanam. It is an increase. As soon as there is any contemplation of sense gratification, then the spirit is lost. Then, instead of Christianity, it will be churchianity. Officially going to the church, doing nothing, and gradually nobody will go.
Like the Christians.
Yes. Everywhere. Now, who are coming? Yes. In so many temples. Nobody is there. They have made it a business. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they come here, somebody will come, collect some money. And then there is no business. Well,
that requires our personal being
austere. Yes. And what is austerity? It is very complex. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu. If we continue devotional service to Lord Vasudeva Krishna, then automatically the effect of this hostility is wisdom. Generosity, ask, very simple. Vairagyam. Hostility is named detachment to the material world. That is the result of hostility. The Shastra says, Janayati Asu Vairagya. Simply, by executing devotion actually, the path is there, that Vairagya, the detachment, very soon arrives. Thank Hare Krishna. Very good in
me. It says in the Bhagavad Gita that persons who at least attempt to become Krishna conscious, they again, at least they get human form of life. So what is the position of tyagis, persons who are simply trying to renounce material life? Are they considered on the devotional path, or do they have to fall down into lower species of life? Is that considered attempting to become Krishna conscious and to give up, say, material sense enjoyment?
No. These tyagis, samadhis, by their process, when they attain param padam, means Brahma, origins, but Brahma origins being simply eternal. But a living entity, he does not want simply eternal life, but he wants ananda. Now suppose if you are given, the God says that you live here in this field, eternal. Would you like this? Right?
What?
If you alone live in this field eternally, that is not bliss, that is punishment. That is nature. We want ananda, peacefulness. So therefore, those who are arijyakachena parampadam, after severe austerities, they rise up to the Brahma Vipalya. But on account of his original nature of ananda, he cannot remain there. He again falls down. Ah, it was better than any life. What is this nonsense? You can't let me sit up in this field. What is this? Let me go to the town and walk there. That is your nature. Therefore, these impersonalists who want to merge, they can merge. But there they cannot remain. They go in town. They like this so-called sannyasis. They give up everything. Brahma Sastra Javan Nitta Vivekananda or this part. Even they come to this material activity. Somebody takes social war, somebody takes political war. But it is mitha. It is false, right? Yeah. But there. Again come, open hospital, do political war. They cannot stick up. That's not cause.
So they're not safe from the greatest danger of falling down
into the street? Yes, they will fall down, Shastra says. They will fall down. In the same example, if I ask you that you sit down in this vacant land and you leave eternally, you will leave this place. No, I don't want this eternally. Let me go to Calcutta. Which way? That is what the spiritual kingdom is. Brahma effulgence and there are Vaikuntha planet. So if you take shelter of the Vaikuntha planet, then you can stay. And if you take simply the impersonal Brahma, star, you cannot stay there. arjakuchena patanti abha. Without varieties, simply impersonal concepts of Brahma will not make you happy.
The descriptions of Goloka Vrindavan, even the dust is personal. So we have experience as personal form, even Krishna's form is personal. How is the dust of Vrindavan personal? How is it individual living entity?
If you want something from this dust, you cannot get it. That is material. But in Vrindavan, then from the dust, if you want to deliver in English.
Would you like to see the land and your dashes to the road?
Yes.
Just take 1 minute.
Be for enjoying. So the people are friends.
Enjoying and getting snaps of working. Is it? One day, children enjoy. Sometimes the father slaps them. Why?
Disobedience. Yeah. They do something that is harmful to themselves or to others.
Oh, you can enjoy life, material life, as the father directs. So that is devotion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then he'll enjoy. Otherwise, he'll get sick.
Yeah.
If you manufacture your program, then you'll be slapped. And if you enjoy according to the direction of the father, then you'll enjoy. Really. Krishna says, enjoy life, all right. Manmana, Ramadhyatra, Madhyatra. Live peacefully, all right, think of me. Personally, that is your Krishna. Come here. And think of Krishna. And so, that is enjoyment. But they don't want. They want liquor. They want easy sex. They want me. So therefore, they must be slapped. Actually, all these whole universe is made for your enjoyment. But enjoy according to his direction, then you enjoy. That is the difference between demigod and demon. The demon wants to enjoy manufacturing his own way of life. And the demigod, they enjoy better than the demons because under the direction of God.
Why does Krishna provide the living entities with these sinful pleasures?
Hmm?
Why does Krishna provide the living entities with their sinful pleasures?
Sinful pleasures?
Sinful pleasures, such as becoming a
Krishna does not provide. You create your sinful. Krishna never says that you need, eat meat, that you open slaughterhouse, sin supper.
But there is a certain pleasure derived from these sinful activities.
What is that pleasure?
Well, some people like to, they get the pleasure from intoxicating.
Yeah, that's what they suffer after the fact. That is ignorance. That immediately you get some sense pleasure, but the result is very bad. That is simple.
You wrote in one canto that if we have too much sense pleasure when we are young, then we have corresponding disease when we are older.
Yeah. Yes, material life means as soon as you violate the rules and regulations, therefore, Vandasam Dharma is the beginning of perfection in material being. Jatud Bandham Maya system, God has created. If you adopt this institution of Varnasam Dharma, then your perfection of life begins.
Everyone is sending their sons and daughters to the university and colleges, and they're getting degrees, but they're not getting any jobs.
Krishna never said that they will send your children to the university and make them fools and themselves. So one who is depending on job is a Shudra. That is not education. Education is not meant for the Shudra, but for the Dvijas, twice born, the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya. Shudras have never thought education. So their education, so-called education, means creating so many Shudras. Unless he gets a job, his education is useless. That's why he is a Shudra. And Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they will create their own means of life. That is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Therefore, they are unhappy. They don't get job. Neither they are able to work independently.
Punishment is not the best means of reformation. Sometimes, if someone is sent to jail by the government, they're simply be thinking, oh, when I can get out and depose these rascals. So if someone is punished by God, he might become more angry towards God.
That does not mean God will stop punishing. Just like these animals, the stick is there. In any animal, the stick is equal. Otherwise, you cannot watch it. But you see, the stick is definitely in hand. Otherwise, it cannot get worse. Hare Krishna. Jaya.
So eventually they will have to surrender.
Without surrendering, there is no other. Kingly or unkingly.